You're listening to member-supported Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also online at WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic and Peninsula Performances, in Studio A this morning with a couple of special guests to talk about a very special composer. He's one of the three Bs, and he has quite a long legacy in the lives of musicians far and wide, and also in the Marquette area as well. We're talking about Bachfest Marquette. And my two guests this morning are Nancy Raley, a local musician and a music teacher as well, and Tristan Woma from the Marquette Arts and Culture Center. So good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kurt.
Yeah, it's good to have you both in here this morning to talk about a wealth of events that's coming up for kind of the September to December season, all celebrating the music of Bach and also musicianship and the arts in the UP. So why don't we start and kind of discuss how this all got started? I know it was kind of a two-year process to kind of get this rolling, right, Nancy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, it started after I'd had a long hike in the Sierra Mountains, and I was asleep in my motel room. In the middle of the night, I woke. I had this graphic dream of Phyllis Reynolds standing in front of Reynolds Hall, staring at me and saying, "Nancy, you've got to do something for the children." And this, I think, comes from several years of frustration that young people are no longer as exposed to classical music as they used to be over the years, except for this wonderful radio station.
Oh, sure.
They don't really hear classical music. Their parents are both working and busy and unable to take them to concerts. And I was very concerned about that.
Sure.
And I thought, well, what composer can I do that would grab the attention of young people?
Right.
And the first person I thought of was Bach.
Oh, yeah.
Because he has that steady beat, just like rock music.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And his music is so adaptable to different venues.
Yeah, venues and genres and different kinds of musicians as well. And I think that's one of those composers that everyone kind of gravitates to. And if they think of classical music, they'll think of Bach for sure. Mm-hmm. So it came from a dream first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. I guess that's how a lot of things come. But to hear Phyllis Reynolds saying, "You got to do something." So once you got past kind of the dream state and you woke up and you're like, "Okay, how do we do this?" What were your next steps and kind of what was your thought process to get that going?
All of these different possibilities for concerts started coming into my head. I could hardly write them down fast enough.
Sure.
And As I contacted different people who were involved in different musical organizations, I was surprised at how excited and eager people were about this, musicians. And we decided that we would involve the orchestra, and Aaron Kollwitz came through and said, "I've always wanted to do something like this. How about the Magnificat?"
Yeah.
So the Choral Society is going to be doing that as our final concert.
Right.
And we started planning our first program, which is for young people. They'll be bused to Kauffman Auditorium during school hours on September 13th.
Mm-hmm.
This is for junior high and high school people who are involved in musical programs, because we couldn't hold more than that in the Kauffman Auditorium.
Sure. Yeah.
And this program is involved in with a number of really interesting performances by musicians, some of the best musicians in Marquette, plus a talk on Bach and what was going on in science and math at the time by a history professor at NMU.
Very cool.
And I would also like to add that Mr. Bach himself is going to appear at almost every single performance.
Ah, okay.
So that should be very exciting to everybody.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I'm sure a lot of people have heard the music of Bach, and maybe they've kind of looked into his history a little bit, but maybe they don't necessarily know about his look, about maybe his life a little bit. And it's interesting to know that there's going to be a little more than just the music. There'll be a little more about that.
Yes.
So, and I will mention, too, you guys brought in one of the posters, so you can definitely see a great picture of Bach, and it's very colorful, and it'll give you all the information about the events. Real briefly, I'll just mention that, you know, we have the beginning concert Thursday, September 13th, and then concerts throughout this fall into the winter that go all the way to December. So you have 10 opportunities to take in music of Bach throughout this fall and winter season coming up. So that's kind of just a little idea of what Bachfest Marquette is about. And Tristan, why don't we talk a little bit about how the Marquette Arts and Culture Center is involved, maybe with the genesis of this project and how it kind of fostered the help and maybe getting the awareness out there for this project too.
Yeah, so about a year ago, I started working with the Marquette Arts and Culture Center. We are a division of the Community Services Department for the city. And one of the first projects that I had a chance to work on was Bach Festival. It was a project that was brought to our office, I want to say, late last winter or two winters ago, for the person who had my position before me. And he had kind of gotten the ball rolling with helping our side of things. And then having grown up in Marquette and having a lot of experience with the music around here, I knew that this is something that I wanted to undertake and kind of help out with as much as I could. So over the past year, I've been working with Nancy. We are kind of the support system behind her, providing additional promotion for the event, fundraising opportunities, looking into grants, possible ways that we can fund this. And yeah, it's just been an awesome journey, and we're excited to see what happens the next couple months.
Yeah, absolutely. And well, it sounds like the community itself, maybe at large, and also as the musician community, they're very willing and also able to take on concerts of this magnitude and also of the skill level required to play
absolutely.
The music too. So yeah, that's wonderful. So what's it been like to kind of gather these troops together, so to speak, to get everyone on board? It sounds like they're pretty willing. So has it been a little bit of a journey and a process to get this all arranged?
Oh, it's taken a lot of planning.
Yeah.
Lot of planning. And I've been assisted by my wonderful husband, who does everything on the computer. I'll type in the messages and he fine-tunes them. He's a good editor, and he's been in charge of receiving emails. And
my wife does that for me.
Oh,
too,
it's fantastic. I mean, I can only handle one keyboard in my life, and it's not the computer. So he has done an enormous amount too. But Tristan's been delightful to work with. He's been so helpful and cooperative, and he did help us get a grant.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, could you tell us a little bit about the grant through the Marquette Arts and Culture Center?
Yeah, so the grant is through the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, the MCACA. They're involved with statewide funding for arts programs, projects, and organizations. They're just instrumental in a lot of what goes on around Marquette and beyond. And one of their grant programs is the New Leaders Retention Engagement Grant, which is aimed at empowering leaders in the arts between the ages of 14 and 30 to kind of undertake projects of their own, just to kind of get them greater exposure, greater control over the whole process of grant writing and working on a project, seeing it from start to finish. So I applied for the MCACA New Leaders Grant this past winter and was very fortunate to receive funding for it. So with that grant, we're able to provide a lot of these performances for low to no cost, because it helps us support the performers directly from the payment of the grant. In addition, it helps with promotion opportunities and additional expenses that we may incur. But yeah, it's been a huge help for us, and it's awesome to have the support of the MCACA. They are just, they do such good things in the state of Michigan, and we're really thankful for them.
And it sounds like they're really, they know the importance of the arts and the community and the importance of music, especially, like you'd mentioned, too, to get music to young folks, too, where they might not be exposed to it as much. And, you know, people get so busy nowadays, and it seems like most people want to just hunker down indoors and stay on their social media or whatever it is. And it's good to have opportunities to get folks out there to see music in a live setting and to just understand more about it too. So, yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to talk about how much it costs to go to these concerts.
Sure, yeah.
of course, the first school concert is free. Everything is free to kids through the age of end of high school.
Wonderful.
So if parents want to bring their kids, most events are free will offerings. The symphony is not, but just about everything else is, and not just about, everything else is free will offering.
Right.
And, but kids are all invited to come free of charge.
That's so wonderful. And again, that it removes that barrier that some folks may say, oh, classical music concerts, they're going to cost, you know, $40, $50, whatever it might be. No, in this case, you can bring your kids and they can have that experience for themselves. So that's wonderful. And just a reminder, we're speaking with Nancy Raley and Tristan Luomo this morning about the Bachfest Marquette. That's kicking off Thursday, September 13th at 10 a.m. with a program for the MAPS middle and high school music students with local musicians involved, along with a Bach Jazz Trio and many others as well. There's some dancers involved at the Kauffman Auditorium. And then also the next event is that Saturday, September 15th at 7:30 p.m. That's the kickoff to the Marquette Symphony Orchestra season, and they'll have From Bach to the Future is the name of that program. So that'll be at 7:30 that Saturday evening. And where can folks find out more information about the festival at large?
Yeah, so anybody who wants to find out more information, stay in touch with what's going on, we have an event page up on Marquette 365. It's our community calendar that's powered by the Marquette Chamber. It's been just a wonderful resource for event planning over the past year. And we're going to update that page regularly with updates to programming, scheduling, and everything. So definitely be in touch there. Again, that's Marquette365.com. You can also search on Facebook, Bachfest Marquette. And we have a Facebook page that you can give a like. And throughout the season, we're going to be doing some performer spotlights, sharing some fun facts about Bach, sharing up-to-date information about all of the events. And then lastly, the Marquette Arts and Culture page is going to be a hub for all these events. And we'll probably be posting all of our events on there so people can go and say that they're interested or say that they're going to kind of spread the word about this.
Wonderful. All right. Well, it sounds like we've got a good amount of information out there. And again, we could talk at length. We have 10 events here, but at least to get the first two kind of on the books and discuss that a little bit has been wonderful this morning. So thanks to Nancy and Tristan, both of you today, to talk about Bach and Bachfest Marquette.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kurt.
Absolutely.